listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound. Become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement of First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, the Niners, the Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Zagura and Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. You guys are banging on the phones, so we'll get to that. Rick in Talmadge, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Good, Rick.
I got a great scenario I'd like to hear. I'd like to see. I drop back to 15 to 18, 19, okay, to 20. Get an extra one next year and a second. And then
I don't know if you're going to get that much to move just from 12 to there, but okay. You definitely could probably get a second or so.
Yeah, and then trade number 3 and 5 to get another second. That's 3 second in the second round, 2 in the first, and you still got your 2 fours, 2 sixes to do what you – I mean, you got 5 potential starters in the first 2 rounds.
I certainly would be fine with that. Remember, in any trade scenario, what you got to do is have a partner. And you got to have somebody wants somebody that's willing to move up.
Right, yeah. It's my dream scenario.
I like it.
Could happen.
Could happen. You're right about that. It certainly could happen. All right, 216-578-0850. We will go to George in Berea now. What's up, George?
Hi, guys. You know what? I'd just like to see him go get Shelton and Dupree, get a kick butt defense.
Oh, yeah. If you do that, you're in good shape. Then you get a receiver at 43, and I think you're in great shape.
Right. And I got a question. When these college players have their pro days, who pays for that? The college, the NFL, or?
The college, I believe.
I believe it's the college.
Yes.
It's the showcase.
Is it? Is it? Okay. All right, well, thanks. Like I said, I'd like to see him get Shelton and Dupree, and then rest of that, I think that, you know, we can definitely help ourselves. Keep all 10 picks, basically. You know, don't
absolutely
go messing around. Don't go messing around with anything. You know, get in there, and if they've done their research and their homework, then, you know, we should be in good shape. I go back to what Gerard said a few years ago, a mediocre quarterback, a.k.a. Trent Dilfer, surround him with good players, and it makes him better.
It certainly make him better. I will say this. I don't think in today's NFL a team with a quarterback like that wins a Super Bowl.
No, they don't.
I don't think they do. I think
you've got to have the playmakers.
It's too much of a passing league now. I mean, you're thinking about that was, what, 2000?
Yes.
That's 15 years ago. The league has come a long way since then.
Even in the last 5, since I've got out.
Yeah.
It's much different.
And just think about the quarterbacks that have been in the Super Bowls recently. I mean, that Super Bowl was, if I'm not mistaken, was Trent Dilfer against Kerry Collins.
Yes.
Which is as bad. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yep.
That's pretty bad as far as I am concerned. Let's go to our guy Mike in Canton now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yes, how are you?
Good, man.
Excellent, man. How are you?
Close your door in the background.
What we need to do is go D tackle with the 12th pick, offensive line with the 19th pick, then Devin Smith. And then we need, then in the 4th round, get that quarterback out of Colorado State.
Dad, you know what?
Derek Grayson.
Those first 3 picks are,
I don't want, what's with the O-line at 19? I still don't love it. You're not going to convince me.
O-line at 19 may, in fact, if you really hold true to the mentality that we're going to take the best player available at 12 or 19, With the number of scenarios that we've seen happen before 12 and between 12 and 19, you know, that could very well be true, that the best player on Ray Farmer's board is an offensive lineman. I don't hate the Devin Smith pick at 43 in the second round. I don't believe that the quarterback out of Colorado State will be there in the 4th round. I think someone's going to get itchy and get the quick trigger finger and, you know, maybe not necessarily need him to step up and play immediately. But they're going to add him as a competitor to their roster and maybe be the heir apparent to somebody, you know, that's starting right now in the National Football League.
I think that's right. I think he's going to be drafted as a backup. Jay in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. I just caught the end of that Ray Farmer review. 2 points. Does it bother anybody that raised the denial, or is it just me who it seems that way? When you say he's ready for the defensive play, I mean, they were ranked last in rushing last year, rushing defense. Yeah, I think sometimes Ray's in denial, even about what he did in terms of looking at players' background. There was no surprise about Johnny's background. And Ray's so arrogant about not wanting to go to pro days and get as much information about a player as possible. I think sometimes Ray's a little off. And I'd like to make one more quick point. Not saying I back this or not, but I haven't heard anyone say anything about the Browns trying to trade up to get Winston. I'm not saying it's the right move or not, but just curious. Any thoughts or feelings about that from you guys?
Jay, he's the only quarterback in this draft I would trade up to get, Jameis Winston. I would not trade up to get Marcus Mariota. I don't think Ray Farmer's arrogant at all. I think Ray Farmer is the guy, very smart, knows what he's doing. I thought he had overall, in terms of the talent additions made last year, they were very good. I've enjoyed his offseason work this year, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the draft. The defense last year was phenomenal against the pass. I mean, they were elite in many categories. Overall total yards, they were in the top half of the league. They did have some serious issues stopping the run. There's no question. The defensive line suffered a lot of injuries. Three guys that were earmarked to play significant minutes for this team, Ronnie Bryant, Phil Taylor, John Hughes, played a combined 15 games out of a possible 48. So there were a lot of injuries on that D-line.
There definitely were. And I think in some cases.
And they're going to address it, by the way.
They should. And we hope they will. And I hope after what I saw last night on YouTube watching Danny Shelton highlights, I hope it is Danny Shelton. Believe me, I know Cam in Canada wants it to be Danny Shelton. He's willing to give up the farm for Danny Shelton. But that all being said, is this is the premise that we have to go into this draft, and what we have to be ready for each and every football season is you have to be able to compete with the divisional opponents ahead of you, the Steelers, the Bengals, and the Ravens. And all three of them, we made Justin Forsett look like a Pro Bowler, okay? You've got the Cincinnati Bengals with their Bernard. And then also
Jeremy Hill,
who emerged against us. We did well against him in one and not so much in another. And then lastly, you've got Le'Veon Bell, probably the second best runner, maybe third best runner in all of football in our division. So that's where it starts. And I think that Jim O'Neill knows that. We've heard from the players, even briefly before they've, just got back on Tuesday when we got some of their sound. And that was reverberating out of that locker room defensively, is that they need to stop the run and then earn the privilege to go rush the passer. So it's resounding throughout the locker room. Let's see them continue to acquire the players to make it reality.
216-578-0850. Make it a reality. As Jim O'Neill said, we will stop the run. That's the number to get on board with us here. We're going to get, when we return, we are going to go ahead and get to Ray Farmer's press conference, part two of the presser with the media here 1 week before the 2015 NFL Draft.